News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Bryan College Station Christmas Parade co-chair Penny Zent talking about this year's Christmas Parade theme as well as deadlines to sign up and participation meetings.
The 86th annual Christmas Parade for our community will take place on Sunday, December the 2nd at 2 p.m. And this year's parade theme is Lone Star Christmas. We came up with that and thought it would be absolutely wide open for people to get just as creative as they want to about our state and, of course, our local parade. The entry deadline is coming up on Friday, November the 16th at 5 p.m., and there are several ways to enter the parade. You can actually enter online. The entry form is available for download, and you can email it back at bcsparade.com. Or you can download the form if you didn't get one mailed to you, and you can fill that out and then return it to WTAW Bryan Broadcasting, which is located in the Crystal Park Plaza in College Station. The entry forms and parade brochures are available at several locations throughout our community, including the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, at Bryan Broadcasting, also here at KAMU on the campus of Texas A&M, College Station Parks and Recreation, and the Eagle. Now, what you need to know about the parade, there are entry forms that there are entry fees, rather, that are associated with whatever kind of entry that you have, whether it is a nonprofit organization, school, that sort of thing, or if it's a commercial, and all of that is explained on the entry form itself. Now, there's a mandatory lineup meeting, and each entry in the parade will need to participate in this, and that's scheduled for Monday, November the 26th at 7 p.m. at the College Station Hilton in the Oakwood Ballroom. And then, of course, the parade itself is on Sunday, December the 2nd at 2. So we've got lots of ways to be a participant. There are lots of different categories. Of course, we are looking for bands, community service, both youth and adult. You can be an individual entry. Of course, floats. We have mounted units. In fact, this year's Grand Marshal is the Texas A&M World Championship Equestrian Team. So there are 55 young ladies who are involved in that, and they will be our Grand Marshals this year. We're looking for school groups, both elementary, high school, middle school, also collegiate. And then in the commercial section, we've got large business, small businesses, and then we even have some that just want to enter and don't want to have a float, and so there is a category for that as well. But if you have any questions, everything is spelled out for you on bcsparade.com.
All right. Well, please tell me a little bit more about who or what the entry fee goes towards.
There are many and multiple expenses involved in putting on this parade, as you can well imagine. And so all of the entry fees go toward offsetting those expenses. And we also give out cash awards for the for various entries in the parade. And so we have first, they're spelled out a little bit differently, but basically it's first, second, and third place, and they're tied in with the best overall theme, the best overall entry, that sort of thing. And we even give out a green award, which carries a cash award. So everything from $500 down to $100. And so the fees, again, we have sponsors that we try to include to pay for those, but everything from parade banners to there's just, you name it. There's just all kinds of fees. And we have so many people that are helping out with the parade, though. The Eagle is a big sponsor. They print the parade tab that comes out on the day of the parade. So people will have that to take with them and can follow along. And then we have Pooper Scooper Awards. We've got, you name it, and it's there. So that's where the money goes, is to pay for the parade itself.
Okay. Well, on a more personal note, what's your favorite thing about the annual Christmas parade?
Well, it's always interesting because when it's parade time, the committee, and we have a lot of repeat people that have been involved with it for 30 years or so. And so everybody's going, oh, it's parade time, we have to start again. And the day of the parade, all these children turn out, rain or shine, and when their little faces light up when they see all of the horses and the floats and people dancing and singing. And so that absolutely makes it all worthwhile. It's the parade is for kids, and we want to help them celebrate the spirit of Christmas. We typically have anywhere between 100 and 125 entries, and so we're looking for another large parade this year and encourage everybody to come out. If you can't be in the parade, then come out and be a spectator for it.
Thank you. That's Christmas Parade Co-Chair Penny Zent. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.